Chapter 1. There were few sights more beautiful in Hampshire than Purley Hall in the snow. The faded red-bricked Georgian manor house stood proudly in the middle of the white landscape, as if it were at the centre of a snow globe, and the fields surrounding it were smooth and sparkling in the December sunlight. The little village of Church Stinton looked like a Christmas card. Thatched roofs had been dusted with sugar-like snow, and the church was postcard pretty, its great yew trees looking ethereal under their white cloaks. The south of England had been surprised by the first snow of the year, but it hadn't been hit as badly as the north of the country, and after a week of commuter chaos, the snow was beginning to disappear. Still, as Dame Pamela Harcourt looked out of the hall window, she couldn't help feeling anxious. "Can you believe that more snow has been forecast? You don't think it will put people off coming, do you?" she asked her brother. She'd been hosting Jane Austen conferences for several years now, and not one had been cancelled yet. "Pammy, earthquakes and tornadoes couldn't keep Austen fans away," Dan said from his position at the top of a ladder as he threaded a long garland of golden stars around the Christmas tree. Dame Pamela's twitchy fingers reached up to the pearl choker she was wearing. It was 10 o'clock in the morning, but with her billowing red velvet tunic and pearls adorning her ears, throat and wrists, she looked more suitable for a red carpet event than a morning at home. She moved to stand under the enormous Christmas tree, which had taken 4 men to place in the entrance hall. It was to be decorated in red, green and gold, and it was going to look perfect with its twinkling lights and heap of shiny, beribboned presents stacked underneath. "Pass me the baubles," Dan said a moment later, and Dame Pamela handed him the first of the glass baubles. They gleamed like fat rubies in the light of the hall, and she watched as they were placed oh so carefully at intervals around the tree. "You really are very good at this," she told her brother. "I should be after the number of times I've done it," he said, turning around and smiling at her. "My wonderful little brother," she said, "what would I do without you?" She looked at his handsome profile and his shock of red-gold hair. She adored him and had been absolutely delighted when he'd married young Robin, one of the attendees of a past Jane Austen conference. And now they had a little daughter, Cassandra. She smiled. She had a lot to thank Jane Austen for. Not only had she provided her with an adorable sister-in-law, but she had done wonders for her career too, because Dame Pamela had had the privilege of playing Elizabeth Bennet and Marianne Dashwood in TV adaptations of Austen's novels in her youth, and Lady Catherine de Bourgh and Fanny Ferrars Dashwood in more recent years. And then there were the conferences, which she so looked forward to. It had started off with an annual conference in the autumn, but that had proved so popular that she had decided to host a special Christmas conference too, and no expense was going to be spared. Every guest bedroom had been decorated with evergreen garlands over the fireplaces and picture frames. A new dinner service had been bought, white-edged with gold. There were crystal wine glasses too, and enormous flower displays threaded with fairy lights. Great green garlands adorned the enormous front door, and lights had been placed in the trees lining the driveway. Dame Pamela had also insisted that the temple on the island should be decorated with lights. Purley Hall had to look its very best for Christmas. Even if Dame Pamela was away from home at that time of year, decorations were still insisted upon. But this year was even more special than usual, because it was the very first Jane Austen Christmas conference. She smiled as she thought about the programme that lay ahead. There would be parlour games and competitions. There would be special guests and dancing, lots of dancing. It was going to be glorious, the very best Jane Austen conference yet. She said that every year, of course, but this time she really meant it.